Good day, San Bernardino County believers from all parts of the largest land county in the country. Today, our prayer focus is the eighth commandment. Do you shall not steal. So what causes a person to steal, to take something that's not theirs? Was it planned like a bank robbery or accidental, like taking a pen from work? Even that is stealing. So criminal stealing comes in many forms, such as larceny, which is used interchangeably with theft, embezzlement, misappropriation or conversion of money or property entrusted to someone's care or control. Robbery involves taking someone's property by force, threat, or intimidation. Fraud involves deception or misrepresentation for personal gain. And then the bad baby, identity theft, which involves stealing someone's personal information and using it for financial gain. So, Father, we come before you this morning and know that stealing is wrong. Taking something that's not yours is wrong in all its forms and ways, whether it's accidental or intentional, planned or unintentional. We pray today for and repent on behalf of those in our county who have thought that taking something that's not theirs is not a big deal. Even children taking something that they know they're not supposed to from their siblings. Father, we pray that from the early ages, parents will, especially believing parents, will teach their children that stealing, taking something that's not theirs is wrong. Stealing money from their parents' purse or wallet is wrong. So that when they get older, they will not lean into that. They will have a high respect for it. We pray, God, that any that are doing extortion or bribery or are lazy and just want to take something that somebody else is and defrauding and being dishonest and cheating and gambling and bribing in whatever form, in larceny, embezzlement, robbery, identity theft, and fraud. Father God, forgive us, O Lord. May we do instead what you say in your word. We pray that people will instead, if they stole, would labor to pay back what they stole. And Father, those that, and that we would teach one another not to steal, but to be satisfied and content with what we have. Because you say that those who are thieves will not inherit the kingdom of God. And we pray, God, that they will repent quickly so that they will not find themselves caught in that sin. Lord, you said to the man who was on your side as you were nailed on the cross, who was a thief, that asked to be with you, that you told him that he would be with you in paradise. So even at the end of their breath, the last moments of their life, we pray, God, that if they're in jail, that someone would reach out to them and speak to them the good news, and that they would in turn say they want you. We pray that thefts will work their way back into being good citizens. So we speak, God, the freedom of thievery, and that we pray that believers all across San Bernardino County will wake up, be so transformed that they will affect others, especially those that used to steal, that they would see they do no longer and are giving to society. Wouldn't that be a glorious testimony of your transforming power? In Jesus' mighty name.